on hard facts. I don't just bring you the news, I bring you the newsmakers.
Consul General of the U.S. Consul General in Lagos, giving her first ever interview in Nigeria, Claire Pierangelo.
They come to me because they know Lagos is listening.
I love the way you engage Nigeria, especially with this who are called to supremacist Nigeria. They still be among Nigerians than you are.
We talk to the newsmakers.
The Special Assistant to the President on Digital and New Media, Tolu Ogunnesi. Frank Mba has just walked into the studio. Yawande Sadiku. Yawande is the Executive Secretary of NIPC, the Nigeria Investment Promotion Council. The Senior Special Assistant to President Muhammadu Buhari on Public Affairs, Mr. Ajuri Ngelale.
We talk to captains of industry.
She's the founder and CEO of Tomato Joss, one of Nigeria's biggest agro-industrial businesses. Her name is Mira Mehta. He's been selected for Forbes 30 Under 30. His name is Ineoluwa Aboyeji.
We talk to the experts.
He's the chief economist at Business Day. He's a big friend of the show. Donso Bikili.
He's the head of the Department of Molecular Biology and Biotechnology at the Nigerian Institute of Medical Research, NIMR. Dr. Bamidele Walofon.
And we talk to you.
I found Mr. Usman through hard facts. He's a listener. He sent us a WhatsApp message when we were talking about the scanners at the port.
Give me your afternoon and I'll give you the answers.
Shaku Maku, everybody. It's a wet, rainy day in the city of Lagos. And I guess also in the neighboring states like Ogun. We have rains happening. I'm looking at my gizmo and it shows me that you also got rain in the federal capital territory. So it's a rainy day across the country. One of those days you don't want to do anything but sit at home and count the money coming to the account. But they say time and money waits for no man, huh? So, you're welcome to your number one talk, news and sports station, 99.3 Nigeria, in for the first time. And if you're just joining us at this time, you're welcome to Hard Facts, where we talk about every single thing that is important. And those things, we tell you the fact, the very actual facts. And if you don't have those facts, sit down and listen. If you have, you can also contribute to the conversation. Remember, you can join us on social media at Nigeria Info FM. You also talk with us on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Again, 08095975805 for you to go and send in the messages. And just to be sure that I have everything intact, good. And then we do the big three, the big stories we're following here together with the newsroom, to update you on what is happening in town. For those of you who are caught away from the news, and like me, if you don't get to hear what's happening within minutes, you start to panic because if you're like me, you're the newsman. Huh? Then between 4 and 5, we have a repeat of the glass ceiling. Sandra isn't in yet. She'll be done with her vacation. I spoke with her. By next week, she should be in. Hopefully, by next week, Monday, I'm sure she should be fine and set to roll on this wonderful station. Then, between 5 and 6, don't miss what is going to happen between 5 and 6. We are going to have a Royal Rumble. It's the adult edition of I Beg to Differ. Huh? So, Balazaka, petroleum engineer and chartered accountant, was here. Was it 2 weeks ago? Yes, and he threw a challenge on this station about a number of things he was saying about the country's refinery and the country's oil and gas sector, about subsidy. And throughout the conversation, he kept saying, where are the people who dare me on any of these things I'm talking about? Well, no one could get through to him then. But, well, interestingly, someone did actually stand up to that challenge. And so Obaru will be in and Balazaka will be in also 2 at 5, and they have some bone to crush, but petroleum experts. So I'll just sit back and officiate this grudge match between Obaru and Balazaka. Look forward to that one between 5 and 6. So I've called it oil and gas face-off between both gentlemen, and I hope you also will sit in during the debate and learn a lot during that And then we'll have the news update at 4 for business, headlines at 5, and then the main news, Yvonne O'Haifa will be in to tell us. Otherwise, we have our work cut out for today and for you to join in the big three. So if you're ready, I am ready also. So here we go.
Is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
So we're counting down to the submission of names by the political parties having done the good, bad and ugly primaries. Depends on what side of the divide you have sat while the process has happened. Those in the National Assembly, like you hear the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Femi Gbajabiamila, say, more than 7% of us are not coming back. It's unbelievable. The turnover, it's always been there, but this is worse so because the elections haven't happened. You've had this high number of National Assembly members who aren't coming in. So we're counting down to the list that will be submitted to INEC. And talking about INEC, I've been in touch with Festus Okoye, the National Commissioner for INEC, and asking him all those questions you guys have been asking about the voter. So if you have any question to ask me about the cards, I'll be glad to give you the information I have. Any new information I can let him know. So the INEC has got reporting portals for those of you who are suspecting anything going on in the centers. You go to the INEC website and you can make those reports anonymously if you think you want to make those reports anonymously, and they will investigate and get to it. It's an organization that takes the criticism. It's a public organization, so feel free to point out the areas you think you want clarification for. If you see anything that you think shouldn't be happening at the centers, you go ahead. Meanwhile, they haven't reached a decision on whether to extend the voters' registration. They're still gathering information, like I said earlier on, from the field. And maybe next week, but before the end of the month, we'll know whether the exercise will be extended. And something he pointed out again, many people have no business going to the registration points. If you are registering for the first time because you've crossed the age of 18 or never ever registered in your life, then you can go and do the in-person registration. But if you've registered before, don't go to those places and register. Your information is already stored. If you go ahead and do that, the information you provide will be rendered redundant, useless. It will invalidate the process. So don't do that. If you're not sure about your voter status, go to govote.ng. Enter in all of the information. And if you press the enter button, it will show you whether you have your information already stored in the INEC database. Go vote, one word, govote.ng, to be sure that you don't have any information stored already in the database. If you've got it, it will return to you a successful, and it will let you know exactly how it plays out. So, well, let's get into the business of the day on the Big Three, yeah? There's been reactions. Peter Obi has gone to Egypt, not to go and see the pyramids. He said he wants to go and study what is happening with the Egyptian power sector, education, planning, and the finance sectors. He's the Labour Party standard bearer for next year's election. And when he left the country, he shared photos at the airport on his verified Twitter page. And a lot of reactions, a number of activists like Aisha Yesufu, Deja Denyoju, said that Peter Obi should be in Ekiti State, where a number of other presidential candidates, including Bola Ahmed Tinubu and a host of others, are canvassing for votes in ahead of the APC governorship ahead of the governorship election in Ekiti State, which comes up, by the way, on Saturday. But then there were others also who hailed his effort, saying that the country isn't working, so why not go to a country which is working so that you can get first-hand experience of the Egyptian the Egyptian revolution, huh? So that they have that to say. I saw, just before I came into the studio, I saw a scathing statement from Omoyele Sowore, who is the presidential candidate for the AAC, saying that he should not have gone to Egypt and saying that he wasn't prepared. So it's interesting. Yesterday we had a candidate for the ADC here, and he talked about a number of things on what was going on. What do you think about Peter Obi going to Egypt to go and learn of stuff happening there? That's our first story on the Big Three, and I wonder what part of the divide you stand. Do you stand on the divide for him saying that he should have gone to Ekiti State for the governorship poll and be canvassing votes? What do you think about that? All our stories today, the first two stories we're looking at, the Big Three, are big stories in the political scene. So the deadline which we are looking at for the party submission of names for the next year's general election, you have the parties yet to decide on the choice, on their choices for who be the running mate for their standard bearer, especially the APC and the PDP. A short while ago, I was talking with some people, and there was this talk about the PDP having about the PDP arriving at a decision to go not just south, but south-south. And they had names like Yisom Wike and Ifeanyi Okoa, governors of Rivers and Delta State. But what's interesting is that you had them say that they've even gone ahead to have a mock vote that's with the PDP, and their choice landed on Governor Yisom Wike as a possible running mate to former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, and now the PDP's candidate. Interesting, right? Because Wike has been quoted not just once, several times, saying that I am not interested in Vice President. What I'm interested in is in president. And it appears that he hasn't yet bought. He hasn't yet reacted to this new found favor with the hierarchy of his party, saying that he'd be the vice president to Atiku Abubakar. But I wonder what you think about the choice of first the PDP's vice presidential candidate ticket, and then the possibility of Yisom Wike. But does it look like the unwilling one in the way he's been quoted in the past not to be interested in that? The APC's got a different kettle of fish to deal with. I also just heard the chief whip of the Senate, Senator Ojiuzo Kalu, saying there's nothing wrong with his party filling a Muslim ticket. He was speaking with journalists at the National Assembly, where he said it could be trouble if his party fails to field a Muslim ticket. Let me quote Oji Kalu here. He says, "If I were in Bola Tinubu's shoes, I will go for a Muslim ticket. The most important thing is for the party to win." This is Oji Kalu's opinion, and I'm saying you can also play the Christian ticket depending on the scenario, because if I don't play Muslim, we're in trouble. It will be most difficult to win the election, because the only thing left for Tinubu is to play Muslim. Saying that Tinubu is minority Muslim from the south. If you put a minority from the north, the minority can't get it. It is difficult. What I'm telling you is my position, not the position of the party. And interesting, he goes on to say that Bola Tinubu's wife is a pastor in a Pentecostal church. And so sort of, he said, protects the interest. Interesting analogy had to go going on with the journalist there, saying it's the woman who runs the home. Anything the woman says will happen. If she says wear this cloth, if she says eat this food, this is what will happen. And so in that way, by extension, the interest of the Christians are protected. I don't know what you think about that, but I've thrown in all of the, you know, Peter Obi from the Labour Party, Bola Tinubu from the APC, Atiku Abubakar from the PDP. So it allows you to contribute on any of the stories. So what we want to do is to understand that as members of the electorate, you have the choice to make. You don't have to criticize anyone for his or her choices. I have had to read with disgust a number of people who are going gung-ho at others because of the choices they've made. It's why you have 18 candidates on the ballot. You don't have a gun to anyone's head saying that you must think in a particular way. It's the beauty of democracy. We have many reasons why you should have people in the party. So we do not tolerate anyone insulting anyone because they've decided to go and support any candidate. That's not the spirit of democracy. The spirit of democracy is the best and superior argument will win. And that can be done in a very, very civilized manner. So all of that rubbish we see on social media, let it remain there. Here, respect the interests of respect the choices of everyone in who they think should be the country's next president. And that's how civilized societies are built. It allows for you to air your views and opinion without feeling that you're being bullied or not. Great. So let's go to the phone lines. Plenty of talking points. There's still one more story. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. But I want to hear what you have to say on any of the stories. Sometimes adjusting, if you're a short person, God help you. I don't know how they do it, but God help you if you have long arms in times like this. So let's get to the phone lines, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then you can go to the female-only line for you. It's 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. If you don't have the luck of calling the phone lines, you can go on WhatsApp and type a message. Please do it in one paragraph so you don't wear us out when we have to read the messages. The number on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. And that's why they taught us a summary in English, huh? Hello and good afternoon.
Hey, praise the Lord. I got through today.
You better talk quick before the line gets disconnected. Okay, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
KG from Yaba.
KG from Yaba, go ahead.
KG from Yaba.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, see, it shows that Mr. Obi is very serious politician. He doesn't understand what Nigeria is saying at the moment. And it's a pity that our election is not being run on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Mm. Our elections are real, so it needs to be real. Mm. That, for me, is not real. Mm. Just like what Ebonyi State governor said, you know, that when it's time for people to vote, they decide to do otherwise. So who should they blame? Mm. They should blame themselves for it. So otherwise, it's the same thing, too. When the time for voting comes, one can't vote on Twitter or show me, you know. So it's not serious. It should be where his mate is. It should be where his police are. And as for the, what's it called, PDP choosing Wike, you and I know it's about money. It's about war chest. Who has the war chest to put sugar? Of course, Wike has all the money to, you know, to govern and support for Atiku. And of course, River State vote matters a lot at the same time. So you can't count River State vote, you know, as well. And if we keep saying he's not interested in being vice president, all these ones are stories. When the reality comes, we'll know. Who doesn't want to be in power? After this Wike's 8 years, what happens to him next?
All right.
Nothing. So if he's the vice president, that means he's still in power for the next, God knows how many years, PDP is in power, you know. And of course, as for Tinubu, of course, it's the same thing. Everything boils down to money. Everybody's out of power. Of course, if you pick Shetima, you are guaranteed of about maybe 1 point something or 2 million votes from Borno State. You know. So for me, it's all about numbers. So these guys will go about their numbers. But I'm hoping that they will be able to convince, when we say Nigerians, let's call it spirit, Mr. The Southwest does not really put keen about whether you're a Christian or Muslim. That's the truth about Southwest. I don't know if it's Southwest. I don't know if it's Southwest.
Katie, are you still there?
I don't know, maybe the Saudi thinks about that. All right. But we, it's of the fact, I say the North, I say no to Ricardo. We know that they care more about their Muslim, whatever. Alimad Muslim. And here comes the vote. So there's no enough thinking. That's where you go. I'm sure it's there, they will do not, Muslim will take care of the people.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie, for your analysis and interesting analysis Katie has up there. I think we can squeeze in a call or one more before we go on the break. Hello and good afternoon.
Chief Obo.
Great to have you join us.
Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
Yala. You don't build a house and destroy that house. Are you Chifobo, are you there?
Yeah, which you go ahead quickly.
You know, yesterday I told you that the Southeast, they should have given it to somebody from the Southeast, right? Southwest have gotten their own piece of cake. But since they decided to go that way, although we're never here, but enough of this talk that we can say, with that president, nothing. No. Let's allow them to do take their decision or whoever they want to take. Like my governor, I don't think he have the liver. That's Ifeanyi Okoha.
Okay, he doesn't have the liver for what?
No. To be in that president's
role. Okay.
As a vice president, he doesn't have the liver. Onyeka is good to go. If Atiku is not there, he can handle the office.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much over there. Interesting comments there. All right, so let me go on to WhatsApp and get in some comments here before we go on this break. Let's see. I don't know why Gbaja is crying wolf. Irrespective of direct or indirect primaries, this guy seriously underperformed. On Peter Obi, why is he not in Ekiti? Anyway, he doesn't have the structure to win a national election. Chike calling writing from Akute. Okay, I hear you, Chike. I salute my guy. This is Alaba Alakpe from Sabo in Ojo. PTOB is just coming out to test his popularity. That's why he's leaving most of what he's supposed to do to some of his followers on social media who don't even have PVC. As the issue of running bait, I pray Almighty God to choose the best for Bola Ahmed Tinubu because he says he will win. Well, keep fingers crossed. And keep fingers crossed. Don't go anywhere. It's a cold day. Go get something hot, maybe a cup of coffee or something, and be warm. We'll be right back after this to continue on The Big Three. Please stay with us. Well, welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 28 minutes past 3. Everyone dressed like Eskimos. Even Feta, sitting next to me, has a jacket. She'll probably be thinking she's in the Iceland, but it's good once in a while to have this sort of cold weather and run away from the heat that continues to deal with us here. So, taking in comments and calls, I'm going to get to the phone lines in a short while again. And it's funny. I don't have your name. He says that it is funny people saying Peter Obi should go to Ekiti. The question is to go and campaign for who? A candidate that already stepped down for APC's candidate. As for the vice president, those clamoring for Muslim ticket, will they have supported Christian? Great big point you make there. Please include your name, even if you send previous messages on WhatsApp, so I can acknowledge you when you send the messages. This is Shaku Maku, Tunde from Agbara, who says that there's no need for Obi to go out of the country at this critical time. No need for him to jet out. Nigeria doesn't need Muslim ticket at this hour. Did Shibajo say anything about the killing of the Christian who is a Christian? Now, if it's a Muslim ticket, does that mean there wouldn't be any condemnation from Aso Rock? And then this last one before I get back to the phone lines. Afternoon Please, is voters registration still ongoing at the Tafawa Balewa Square, or was the registration there last Saturday was only for that day? Well, the voters registration at Tafawa Balewa Square was a special registration event which lasted for just a week. So what you had was that they deployed personnel and officials at the TVS just for that period, which culminated in a concert on Saturday. But the registration is still going on all across the state, and this will go on until the 30th of June. So let's get back to the phone lines. Hello and
good... Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Saku Maku. Hey, Makushi. And the original umpire.
Makushi.
Only Komoko of Ranger Info.
I hear you, sir. Please go ahead.
It will be... May God bless him. Mm. I was even expecting that he could have gone for it to Egypt since and prepare. But somebody that is coming and say he's not prepared. Now that boy is telling how he go chop off one and the fufu. I support him. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, we hear you, sir. Go
so
ahead.
No time is too late. I remember in Ejibo, by the time we said, I first today,
right.
If there is a thunder, then go just take light and bring them. But now, if they don't see small wind, then go take light for 2 days. So I want to see Nigeria as of old. When I get since 1984 until 1999,
yes.
Where we entered this democracy that I don't know what that meritocracy, that's why that I lost my father. Yeah. I want Nigeria to be back as of old. So there is no time that is going to Egypt that is too late for me. I want those to start manufacturing Korokwe and the Keke.
Mm.
Where is the Episode Assembly? Where is the Kaduna Assembly?
Mm.
Where is the Leventist?
Mm.
Where is the Michelin?
Mm.
Where is our textile company? Or do you want to return back those things to us so he can go to Germany anywhere he wants to go?
All right.
I got him. So concerning INEC and our PVC,
right.
When they listen to this complaint, I beg, make them do what they with ask.
Right. So, right. Yeah, they say everyone just keep your fingers crossed, and everyone who should get their cards will get them before the year runs out. But just watch your phones, watch your emails. So when it's time, you'll get the information to come pick up the cards. Right, back to the phone lines. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to...
good afternoon. Yes. My name is Stephen. I'm from IGG.
Your name is... Say that again, please.
Stephen from IGG.
Stephen, please go ahead quickly.
On the Obi traveling to Egypt, I think you should help us because the information has that the Labour Party candidate in the state election
right.
has surrendered to support
the APC's candidate.
I think that could be the reason why Obi have to go because it would have necessary for him to go and campaign there. But since that may not be so, I think those condemning him going out of the country,
right.
Why we don't understand. So if the journalists should help to confirm and let the people know the reality. So
right.
That people should not be making unfounded statements concerning Obi. Because
right.
what they want to do in Egypt, I think, is for the greater good of Nigeria, which is planning to
right.
at least to make better. So let it get it from that angle. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen. I guess he probably has had the reactions to his trip and not going to Ekiti State. And hopefully he'll put up a reaction to why he did not go to Ekiti State. I'm sure he will. Because there's been so many comments and reactions to him not being there. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's hear from the ladies' line. I'm sure that we have someone there. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Karina. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Karina, go ahead, please.
Yes, I went to the govote.ng
yes.
site.
Yes.
And then I tried to check in through my date of birth.
Yes.
But it's not giving me any results. It's not when I punched the verify, nothing came up.
Did you fill in the other information? I think the other information is you have to put your name and all of that.
Yes, that's what I did. When you're putting your date of birth, you put your name, your surname and all that.
Yes.
You either do that or you do it with your VIN number, which I don't have.
Oh, yes. So, yeah. so you just want to verify whether you actually have.
Yes, yes.
So which means that you probably haven't registered, but you've registered before, haven't you?
We registered before, but we never got our card.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And then I called the line, the number.
When did you register for the first time?
The first time was in 2011 or thereabout.
Oh,
yes.
And you haven't done... Did you do the biometrics then? Was it biometrics you did?
We did. And they gave us that temporary card. That was what we used to vote then.
Yes. Yes. I think there's something... on the INEC website, there's something else you can do. I think you can enter in your information to see whether your card is even part, because you know there are about 11 million cards uncollected. Yes, 11 million. I'm amazed at that number. So if you go and check in on the INEC, if you go check on that INEC site to put in your information to find out whether your card is even among those cards.
That's what I'm trying to do.
If you do that, if you do that and it returns to you available, good. If it doesn't return to you, then I suggest that you do what is, the missing card or damaged card. You don't have a card, basically, is what you're going to be asking for, a new card.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what you're going to have to then do.
Okay.
Right. All right,
because the number there is saying number not allocated.
Ah.
I tried to call. They said the number there is not allocated.
So, all right. So I think you have to do the missing or damaged card then.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Karina. And I know it's in Nigeria we day, and sometimes it's really, really tough having to go through. But here's, I guess, it's a sacrifice we have to make in making the system work. Frustrating for a lot of people, you know. Have to go back and forth, but let's be patient. Even the INEC officials, let's be kind to them even when we get to the offices. They're human beings like us too, and are going through a lot of frustration. People get there and shout to them, where's my card? You do know who I am, you know, but please be kind. I mean, those guys have been dealing with, I hear, one, two people, three people before today, and now they suddenly have to deal with 1,000 people. So back to the phone lines, taking some more calls. We are taking reactions. After this call, I'll get to the third story, which is a great story also too. You should react to. Hello and good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Great to have you join us. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Omaga.
Omaga?
Yes.
Go ahead, please. I love the name.
You see, each time I hear about uncollected PVC,
yeah,
it riles me up. Really. There's a simple solution, and it's just to get the machine that prints PVCs instantly. I mean, if a bank branch can afford these machines, how much more INEC?
What do you think should be done? What do you think should be done to those 11 million? Because it appears that they may have printed those cards and did not realize those people already maybe had cards already.
Another reason those cards are piling up is that there's another ridiculous thing that if you get a card that you must use it where you got it.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't you have a universal card, that voter's card, that you can use anywhere in the country? In countries like US, all you need to vote is just a driver's license or social security ID number or a national ID that has all this information. Why do we need a special card even to vote? And even to make it worse, if you register in Lagos, you can't move. You can't vote anywhere outside where you registered.
Yeah, you have to do
a
transfer.
I mean, it's ridiculous. They should make it, get that permanent machine that prints cards. So people wouldn't have to wait months to get their cards.
All right, Omaga. Thank you very much. And they say that's why we're a developing nation. So we probably have to keep going step after step. Yes, Susan, and which is what I said. She has to go, Karina has to go and re-register, update, because 2011 is a long time. I think so too. The third story is a great story, and I want you to get your way in also on this one. It's the Lagos State Government inaugurating Anti-Okada Squad to further enforce the clampdown on commercial motorcycles in the state, which is in line with the Transport Sector Reform Law. And we spoke with the Commissioner for Transportation, Dr. Federico Ladeinde, and he said that this squad will work with the police to enforce the ban in the 6 local government areas, highways, major roads and bridges. And this is what he also said, that the impounded motorcycles will be crushed before the eyes of the public to be sure that there's no mago-mago going on. And he wants the residents to help the state government fight this crime. So, this is what they also say. It's the responsibility of the public to report any nefarious activities of the squad to the Ministry of Transportation. The public can report through the following help or complaint lines. Quite a number of them. So I just read out two of those lines for us. 0903-820-8154. Again, 0903-820-8154. Another number is 0903-4810-153. Again, 0903-4810-153. So if you see any of any members of this group, this squad, trying to subvert the law which set them up, you can report to these lines. And there'll be feedback, and this is what you need to do. Right, when you see the ban. By the way, how is it going on in the neighborhood? I've heard some interesting reports that in some neighborhoods, the Okada guys are back, and they were away for a couple of days, and they suddenly have resurfaced. If you let us know the areas where this has happened, if you're in one of those six local government areas and LCDAs where this ban is in place, let us also know, because the authorities are listening. And I guess after a month of this ban, we can do a review and ask whether it's been worth it at all. Kunle Ajayi from Ekwe says, Shakumaku, Makushi to you. I have my PVC right now with me. Congratulations. I went to INEC website just to confirm with my identity on my PVC. I put my name and my date of birth to confirm authenticity, but nothing came up. I repeated it and nothing came up again. Kunle Ajayi, well, I don't know why this has happened, but you have your PVC now, and maybe we can try it again and see why it doesn't show anything there. But thankfully, you have your PVC. Back to the phone lines. Hello and good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Aha, uh-huh. Good to have you join us.
My name is Dixon calling from Omoli.
Did you say Dixon?
Yes, sir.
All right, from Omoli. Go ahead.
Concerning the Peter Obi story.
Yes.
There was an information on national radio this morning that actually there's the Labour Party aspirant
candidate
in Ekiti State actually stepped down for the APC candidate.
Right. So do you think?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So you think?
I wouldn't say any for him going there. Who will he be fighting for? The person that his friend stepped down for as APC player, the APC call, who Peter Obi will cover campaign for. So I don't really see any need of him in legacy for the governorship elections.
Okay, excellent. Dixon says that there's just no need. I mean, if the candidate for the party stepped down, then why would he bother? Maybe we can take this call from Skype, because he's outside the country, so let's just entertain him. All right, great to have you. I see that you're calling us from outside the country. Hello. All right. I guess he's still far away. All right, let's still take in some more calls. Let's hear what you have to say. Hello and good afternoon. Kindly turn down the device you're listening with so we don't get the feedback. Hello.
Hello.
Aha, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. God bless you.
Aha. Well, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Arike. I'm calling from Sabo area.
Arike in Sabo. Is it raining there?
Yes, it's raining, but not very heavy.
We send a heavy one to you now.
Not very heavy.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, concerning this PVC of the thing.
Yes.
Like the last, second to the last caller made a comment, the woman that went to ng.vote.
Yes.
Now, this country, the essence we have gone in this democracy thing. And they have been doing, renewing their standards every now and then. So by now, like we do, get ATM card in the bank. Yeah. You go now, in the next 15, 20 minutes, you have your ATM card. So with all the billions they have been voting for elections, they cannot provide this kind of machines. People have to register today and wait to collect their PVC maybe January. And at the end of the day, maybe the same thing that happened during 2015 or thereabouts, many people in the South couldn't get their PVCs. The people in the North, they were getting their own.
Not necessarily
when
true, Arike.
When come over all this problem in this country? When are we going to come over it? I'm a first-time caller anyway.
Right.
Well done. What you're doing.
Good. Thank you very much. And and by the way, the cards which haven't been collected cuts across the entire country, and it affects almost everyone which we've seen from the available distribution which INEC put out to the journalists over and over again where and how these people have. Let's go back to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. Hello. Please call back and hello and good afternoon.
Thank God.
What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
This is Joy.
All right, Joy. Go ahead, please.
The reason I'm calling, okay, because I had somebody saying, I didn't want to call before, but I had somebody saying 2011 PVC.
Yes.
Is actually not okay.
Uh-huh.
Is it true? Because I don't understand. This is permanent voter's card. My card is all damaged.
Yeah.
So why should I need to go and do another revalidation again?
Yeah. Well, do you have? Well, the lady had the temporary voter card, not the.
No, my own is not temporary. It's permanent. The card itself. I voted with it like twice. Like how many times?
Then you're fine. You don't have any because the temporary. You know what happened? Temporary. We didn't have the BVAS then. Now,
yes.
For anyone to vote, you're going to have to use the voter card, and the biometric has to be read. Either they go to authenticate you via fingerprint or facial recognition. So even the incident form which we had in the past is completely outlawed now. So anyone who doesn't have a card cannot vote.
So you know that the card I have was gotten before they introduced the BVAS, you know, the BVAS whatever.
Yes.
That's the facial recognition. So with this my card now, will it still work?
Yeah, it work because it will read. The first stage is the authentication via fingerprint. If that doesn't work, then they will do facial recognition. So it's going to work still.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Right. That'll be the case. No problem.
All right. Rest your hat. But by the way, I know we're having a lot of talk around the voter card, but the three stories are still there. So you can talk about them. Peter Obi's journey to Egypt, and the quandary the APC and PDP are having. They just got hours, a day, I think. Yeah, just 24 hours now that they have to submit the names of all of their candidates. Yet they continue to ajibaji over a vice presidential candidate. It is not everything that you must try to defend. That's not intelligent. Professionalism or being smart. Do well by listening and stop interjecting when someone is trying to make an important point. That's unfair to us listeners. Stop the interjection. Well, I'm not interjecting. I wish you would point out to me where exactly I interjected. But thank you very much for your observation. Why are there different INEC websites to register and verify a voter's card? This is a big security issue because people be confused in knowing which website is real. Anyone can now just go up and set up a website to collect people's data. Great point. I also wonder why they had the Go Vote separate from the INEC website. The Okada guys are gradually showing up in beats. I saw a few in Aguda this month and was even tempted to ride on one this morning. Jake, thank God you didn't get in the bike, because if they had caught you, you and the bike guy will go to face the music. This is the first time to register for PVC. Let me read what you have to say again. Joe says, if it's the first time to register for PVC, go to cvr.inec. You can't even do that anymore because the online registration is over. So you have to go physically now if it's your first time or you've just crossed the age of 18. But if you have lost your PVC, your damage, your all of that, you want to transfer your voter card, you go online and do that. Owners of Shade from Ijegun says, owners of those voter cards, their names can be published in the newspaper in various states and points of collection to avoid waste of resources in printing new cards for those persons. Well, those cards have been printed already, and they are in different INEC posts. I was asking them, why don't you just take the cards to the addresses? And they said, no, the law doesn't allow them to do that. They cannot give the cards out by proxy. The law requires that you must in person collect the card. So that's also part of the problem INEC is facing. Look, what for this message, you? Peter Obi never needs to be going outside to go study anything. Let him win election first. Look, majority of Indigo youths who are clamoring for Obi's presidency once asking for Biafra Nation. My guy, please help me to ask what exactly they want. Well, APC governors should please sit together on a round table. They shouldn't leave the job alone for Ashiwaju, including Buhari too. All of them, including Christians and Muslims among them, should sit and dialogue and bring who will bring the election with Tinubu. As for PDP, I'm aware Atiku and PDP, they will settle with Fayose as VP to work within the Southwest. Alaba Alakwe says, Peter Obi's movement by going to Egypt is a smart one. It shows a level of aspiration to turn the country around. It doesn't need to be in a kitty canvassing of any sort. He's the man for the job. Prince from Aja. All right, thank you very much for your message. Good. A lot of people think Peter Obi should be in Egypt. A number of people also think he should not be in Egypt. I can take one more call. Yes, we can take one more call and hear from you. Hello and good afternoon. Say it again. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Good afternoon. My name is Charles. I'm from Bariga.
Charles from Bariga. All right. Go ahead, please.
I've been trying to collect my PVC. Been alone since 2009. I couldn't collect. Now, I spent so much amount of money to get that PVC. I couldn't get it off. But I don't know what I make is doing. What the more that the federal government are pumping to them? Why can't they use hello?
Yeah, we're listening to you, Charles.
Why can't they use text message or call? They say that they have 11 million people in their office. What they can they text? Because phone number of those people that they have in their PVC there. Why they can't they send text message or they call those number that you come and get their PVC? Instead of them to do that, they just added it to, they just don't keep there. It's not fair. They cannot disenfranchise us.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles. And we'll talk with them again and find out if there's really any way that can happen. Maybe put out the names of all of those cards and then maybe one way or the other, those. But I dare say, I have a strong feeling many of those 11 million are cards that people already have now also too. And eventually may have to destroy. Oh, Osi says, you should have told us in diaspora not to call now. You called and then we picked up your call, Osi, but we didn't hear anything from you, so we couldn't. Steve says, I did my registration online, was scheduled for biometric. However, I missed the date of appointment. Oh my goodness. Please, what can I do next? Can I just go to the designated INEC office? You'd have to do that. I think that's the best thing, because if you've missed your appointment, then you'd have to go and tell them that you missed, and then you have to make it go. Oh, well, notice working on the INEC website, you're still making it look as if we are with the listeners of who's. I'm not working for INEC, but you have to. There's a cvr.inec website where you can do all the online stuff, and we've gotten confirmation from people saying it works, but it depends on what you're asking for. There are many services still going on the website, so you can go ahead and check for what you need to do. You just need to know what you're looking for. One thing I know, having been to a number of the registration points, a number of people at the INEC offices don't have to be there. Many people don't have to be there. They can do stuff with their phone, for example, but they still choose. One guy told me the picture I took on the phone didn't look good, so I said to go to the INEC post to go and take another picture and renew my information. All right, we're going on a quick break. We come back. Here's some more from us on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Alexis Galleries, in partnership with Child Lifeline, presents Recycled Matter, a group exhibition of works by Samuel Norom, Komboye Eugene, Yusuf Durodola, and Chukwuemeka M. Osisiego. The venue, Alexis Galleries, 282 Akinolugbade Street, off Idowu Martin Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Opening date, June 11th, 2022. Time, 3 till 7 p.m. on the opening day, and 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. daily till June 25th, 2022. Proudly sponsored by Pepsi, Tiger, Indomie, Mikano, The Guardian, AMG Logistics, Hyatt Democool, UPS, Aina Blankson, Lost in the City, CobraNet, Art Cafe, Wazobia TV, Nigeria Info FM, and Rent-A-Kill Becca.
1102 Entertainment presents Pencil Unbroken, The Statement Core. This year promises to be explosive with comedy by Bash, Mr. Funny, Brain Jotter, Lasisi Elenu, Forever, O.V. Godwin, and Damola. Music by Ashake, Caveman, and Alternate Sounds. And guess what? There'll be 200,000 naira up for grabs in the Cold Money Rush. Live at the Pencil Unbroken. Tickets, regular, 10,000 naira. VIP, 20,000 naira. Gold table, 1.5 million naira. And platinum table, 2.5 million naira. Tickets available at narrowbox.com and all female cinema. Date, Sunday, June 19th. Time, 7 p.m. Venue, Eco Hotels and Suites. For inquiries, call 0813-310-4146. Pencil Unbroken. Media support by Cool FM, Wazobia FM and Nigeria Info.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It was why we sang and danced in the night, why we lit fires that burned through the night, why we chose a flag colored in freedom, for now we would be kings in this our kingdom. But our first head of state was Igbo, and the next, though a soldier, also Igbo. Then Angas ruled, followed by Hausa, and then came the turn of Yoruba. Then Hausa came back for a term cut short, when power was taken by an Hausa gunshot. Then Gwari claimed his turn to rule, but a mandate stolen was his downfall. Then Kanuri came, and it's quite probable that he'll still be ruling if not for that apple. Then Yoruba returned, not once, but twice. Then Hausa returned, but died in peace. Then he left us a while to worry and wonder. When it was over, Ijaw had power, and after him came that titanic shift, and now we can see that Hausa is back, leaving me with this troublesome thought: where in all this is my own president? For where I was born is not where I'm from, and where I'm from is not my home. So when the tribe gather, I often wonder, who will I fight when you're both my brothers? Nobody asked when we were children. Before we play, are you a Muslim? We shared a space that nobody claimed, but now you ask me to choose a side. When we were students, nobody asked if North and South could share a desk, if East and West could study together, but now you tell me that I'm a stranger. Stranger, yes, to these ways of thinking. Thinking that tribe is everything. The Niger and Benue, they meet in my hand. I'm not an indigenous, but this is my land. And this is my language, I speak nothing else. My home is here. I know nothing else. My tribe is my nation. I am nothing else. And this is my country. I have nowhere else. And so, though people are quick to assure me, to tell me this country I live in is free, deep in my heart, I know that freedom, my freedom, is yet to come. When no one will question my origin, when no one will call me a non-indigene, when no one will kill me because of my faith, when no one will cheat me because of my state, when my state will be wherever I live and will change whenever I choose to move, the day I find not a Nigerian president, or that a Nigerian is finally president. And so, while the flag of ethnicity still flutters over this land of two shining rivers, and the tribes take their turn to misgovern my country, I look to the future, for I'm not yet free.